Digital Literacy from Generation to Generation by Colleen Waterhouse. As I have grown up as a digital native, I have seen gaps in digital literacy not only between myself and older generations, but also between people in my own generation. I have experience with people in all generations who work to improve their digital literacy, as well as those who are content living completely in the physical world. I find both lifestyles inspirational due to the large role that technology plays in society. Experiences such as teaching my grandpa technological skills, teaching my parents how to use technology, and having friends with varying levels of digital literacy has provided me with a concrete understanding of the potential gaps in digital literacy and how my understanding is significant. The largest gap in digital literacy, in my experiences, is between the modern teenager and their grandparents. My grandpa, for example, is an electrician, so he has always been able to understand complicated situations. Due to his curiosity and desire to understand, he always makes an effort to ask questions when my cousins and I are around. We teach him multiple things on the computer, most notably how to email and type things into Microsoft Word. Often, his learning requires multiple teaching sessions at his desk in the corner that my grandma has allowed for him to have his desktop. We also teach him how to text message and use the GPS system during multiple lunches and outings. Although he is not as smooth as a teenager who has been texting since middle school, he knows how to get his point across. Having technological skills allows my grandpa to stay connected with our family while many of us are off at school or busy with work. Recently, he invested in a Droid X. Last time I was home from college for the weekend, my parents and I went out to lunch with my grandparents. All that my grandpa could talk about was how excited he was about his Droid classes. He explained that when he purchased his phone, it came with an optional class on how to use it. He thoroughly enjoys his classes as he is beginning to see the possibilities available to him in this modern world. Situations like these demonstrate to me how advanced my digital literacy is and how it allows me to explore new technology with greater ease than my grandpa. Modern-day parents and many other middle-aged individuals are also making changes in order to adapt. Having teenagers has helped enhance my parents' learning because of their desire to keep up. My sister and I have taught our parents countless skills dealing with technology, such as using a few computer programs, text messaging, and how to begin building a website for their business. They constantly ask questions, hoping to increase their knowledge, and always ask for advice when making a purchase that has to do with technology. For this help, my parents are grateful because without my sister and I, learning how to use technology when you're not accustomed to it can be a challenging concept to grasp. Cell phones became a subject of conversation for my parents when traditional methods of communication between us after school or sports practice became insufficient. When I was handed my first cell phone in 7th grade, I was strictly told situations that I was allowed to use it in. Yet, as the capabilities increased, so did my usage. My classmates and I soon communicated solely by text message. My parents began struggling for communication due to their lack of understanding of this phenomenon, and eventually realized that being able to text was a vital skill. Although their learning curve was much steeper than mine, they took their education seriously. Yet, they refused to use their thumbs to push the buttons on their cell phones. This results in them looking like they're pecking at their phones with their fingers. They also get confused about how to get to each letter by pressing the numbers and how the phone could guess the word they wanted to type. These misunderstandings were sometimes frustrating to me. However, like every skill, the teacher must have patience. Not long after, my parents learned that emailing was a much easier skill to attain and became fond of using email as a form of communication, both personally and professionally. In my opinion, my parents are more technologically advanced than many other individuals in their generation due to their experiences in the workplace. They began their own business and were forced to become connected to the world using the internet. They also had to perform tasks for their business in a much more efficient way because their workloads greatly increased when they began taking on clients. Having technology in our house as a result of my parents' business allowed for our whole family to become more familiar with the workings of technology. I've seen pictures of myself, only a few months old, sitting in my mother's lap, typing on the keyboard in her office simply for entertainment. Having experiences with technology at such a young age and as I have grown up results in being referred to as a digital native. Similar to my parents, having to figure out how to use a device when I needed to complete a task was my driving motivation to learn how to use technology. I also used to entertain myself with playing computer games in my parents' office. These games required me to read, write, solve puzzles, and navigate through a computerized world. Games like these, as well as an educational software called Type2Learn that was taught in elementary school, began my experiences with digital technology. During my young teenage years, the use of technology to interact socially was an expectation. It was commonly known that everyone from our class would be on AOL instant messaging after dinner. As I have grown up, I have begun using social networking and digital technology more effectively. In college, I have fallen more into the habit of using social networking only as a way to stay in touch with my friends that now live on the other side of the country. I think that as my experiences have grown, my responsibility for my online usage has grown in a healthy manner. Digital literacy can have gaps within generations almost as commonly as between generations. My best friend from high school is a great example of this. She was not given a cell phone until her freshman year of high school, which placed her experience about 2 years behind the rest of the student body. When she finally got the phone, however, she did not have text messaging and never received it until she graduated from high school. My friend felt like she could never keep up with what was going on in the school or on our soccer team. During the soccer season, information about practices and games was sent over text messaging by the captains, of which her parents were fully aware. As a result, she missed multiple practices and almost always wore the wrong thing when we decided to dress up for school before a game. She was also unskilled with computers and any other relatively complicated electronic device due to her lack of experience at home. This lack of knowledge that many modern teenagers would be amazed by could have been easily avoidable, yet it also had its strengths. My friend was never caught up in drama and was never very stressed because she never really knew what was going on. Of course, there are teenagers that are the complete opposite extreme than my friend, that live their lives solely from technology. There are also teenagers that use technology in moderation, like me. My friend's lack of experience did cause her to be unprepared for the digital literacy demands of college. However, she showed me that teenagers don't need to be dependent on technology to be successful or function from day to day. That, I think, is an important lesson in itself. However large the role of technology is in modern society, the amount of use by individuals varies due to the understanding or lack thereof. This variation is often a result of generation gaps. However, this is not always the case. Through my experiences, my grandpa has taught me that even though he was not given the same opportunities to experience technology in its younger years as my sister and I have had, he remains intrigued by the functions of technological devices. I have come to see that because my parents understood the importance of using technology in their business, I was able to have a greater range of opportunities for exposure to technology that I might not have had otherwise. I also realized that my best friend taught me the significance of being sufficiently digital. I also realized that my best friend taught me the significance of being sufficiently digitally literate by way of her misunderstandings. Overall, it has been my experience that the amount of exposure and a person's desire to understand technology is clearly the driving characteristic for the type of person, such as myself, who continues to expand their familiarity.